going on, everybody? Welcome back to New York Minute. I'm your host, Burson, and today we're taking a look at a newer main character in second chance format. We're going to be taking a look at Anti-Venom today. It's a concept deck that I thought about maybe a few days ago now, and I figured this would be a cool way to end the podcast year. Finals are coming up, and the end of the year, Christmas time, holiday season, so I figured this was a good way to part from 2021. We're going to break down the main character's strengths, weaknesses. We're going to talk about them, maybe some upgrades. Something to look forward to if you are an Anti-Venom fan or if you want to play something new in Second Chance. Let's talk about him. Anti-Venom at level 1 is a 4-3, 6 health. He's a spider friend and a symbiote, aka Venom. He has camouflage capabilities. During any combat, you pay a red. If Anti-Venom is being solo attacked, cancel the combat. He's hard to find. Level up 2. When Anti-Venom gets solo attacked, it's very important, he gains 1 XP. At level 2, Anti-Venom is now a 7-6 with 6 health. He's still a spider friend. He's still a symbiote. He still has camouflage capabilities, and he gains cleanse impurities. During the main, you pay a blue. Choose a supporting character that you own. That is, you bought it, and it's either on your side or on your opponent's side somehow. Then remove any number of counters from it and KO any number of equipment on it. Very, very cool anti-serpent crown, anti-inhibitor collar superpower there. Let's take a look at the deck list. So, for Anti-Venom in second chance format, we have 4 Prowler, 4 Black Cat, 3 Bullseye, 4 Bishop, 2 Green Goblin, 4 Ancient One, 3 Doc Samson, 3 She-Hulk, 3 Ragnarok, 3 Sentry, and 3 Proteus. Plot twist slash equipment, we have 1 Superhuman Registration Act, we have 4 We're Superheroes, and 3 Tranquilizer Gun. And Lox, finally, the locations, we have 4 Daily Bugle, 4 Clintar, 4 Blue, and 4 Prison 42. Yeah, the main goal of the deck is to lean into your 12 blues and play Proteus to heal. I didn't really want to play greens. That's why we don't have queens. But there is a world where you play the 4 greens, the 4 queens, and you just have a max amount of healing without having to play an 8 drop. Other than that, the deck's pretty simple. Curve out, ramp a little bit if you can land the bishop, and play fatties. Strengths of the main character itself. Anti-Venom has decent stats at level 1 and a superpower that matters. However, if your opponent reads this guy more than once, the key to having game against this guy is pretty simple. Don't ever solo attack. He's going to be level 1 for a really long time. That's why I wanted some ramp in here. At level 2, the Cleanse Impurity superpower shouldn't show up too much. It shouldn't matter a lot of the time. But if you're in the multiverse or you're in Modern and your favorite character got stolen from you due to Serpent Crown, or if your important abilities got turned off by an inhibitor collar, it's going to come up. We have 12 blues for it, so whenever it does come up, we will be able to pay for it. Some highlight cards, and then we'll go over some upgrades. Oh, man. Ancient One. I really enjoyed having a 7-7 for 4 this year. This guy hasn't been allowed in too much as far as formats goes, but those stats are undeniable, and he should be seeing play outside of this going into next year. Doc Samson, She-Hulk, Ragnarok, much of the curve is pro-reg. I really wanted to lean into one of the only defensive plots we can play, and my favorite supporting character of the year being Ragnarok. That guy with his buddies will be able to clear most guys in the format due to lethal. And Sentry, because he's not Namor, and I don't mind playing this guy. Let's go to upgrades, because there's a couple different things you can do. We now have the Carnage symbiote, as well as the Venom symbiote suits. And I could easily see myself wanting to put that on Sentry or Ragnarok, have them stay around a little while longer. We talked about queens, but you can also fish into Anti-Venom's team on the symbiote side and get you some Red Goblin, which seems like a bomb card on 5. as well as Demo Goblin on 3 is probably going to be a 2 of in most aggro strategies that I end up wanting to play. Stats like that don't show up often in this game. And finally, something else you could think about is adding Symbiote Codex to the 60, giving him a +1/+1 and Symbiosis, so then you can heal with We Are Carnage and things like that. A big problem with Anti-Venom that you're going to run into is he doesn't have Symbiosis, so he's kind of like the stepson of the team. He doesn't get any of the benefits of being on that team, so you really can find yourself playing whatever you want, and that's what we did today. I think that's it here for Anti-Venom on the New York Minute. It's been a great year, I gotta say. And I will be looking forward to playing something like this as we move towards the end of Second Chance and into the new year. Yeah. Be safe. Happy holidays. I have something huge planned for the start of year 3 of the New York Minute. You guys are going to enjoy it, my commuters. You're going to enjoy this. You'll know when you see it. It's going to be good. I'm your host, Burson. It's been the New York Minute. Peace.